Welcome to Beyond the Hill, reaching beyond the walls of Pleasant Hill Christian Church with real talk, with real people, about real life, encouraging you in your day-to-day walk with Jesus. And now your host, Pastor Trevor Keene.
Hello world and welcome to Beyond the Hill. This is a podcast where we have real talk with real people about real life. And I am Trevor Keene, the pastor of Pleasant Hill Christian Church, and I'm so excited to start this new podcast that we will get to you weekly to encourage you in your day-to-day walk with Jesus. And this is brand new to us. This is our very first ever recorded podcast that you are going to listen to or endure, however you view it. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited because of the work that Bruce and Vicky Morgan have put in. We actually have Bruce with us tonight. And I also have a good friend, Adam Hector, someone I truly respect and appreciate. He is the wife or the husband of Cheryl Hector and the father of Emily and Molly Hector. Adam, can you just say hello and introduce yourself to the one or many listeners that we have?
Hello, world. How are you guys doing? As Trevor said, I'm Adam Hector. Trevor and I have been going to church together now for as long as Trevor's been there. I've been a member at Pleasant Hill for approximately 5 years, and it is awesome to see how God is working at Pleasant Hill.
And Adam, so everyone knows, you are our guinea pig.
Yeah, I really appreciate the pig stuff there, bud. Thanks.
And I want everyone to know that you truly do have a face for radio and podcasting.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
And I want to dig into a topic of the utmost importance to me and everyone. And I hope that everyone will take this in and appreciate it. And I want to talk about tonight the cost of following Jesus. So not just going to church, not just being there to help whenever they need it, but the true cost of following Jesus. And Adam, let me just ask you, what is the cost of following Jesus to you? What is it that comes to mind?
It's a great question, because that question changes as your maturity in Christ grows. Right now for me, following Christ is much more easier than it was when I first started. When I first started being a Christian, it's difficult because you're giving up things. You feel like you're giving up things. I have to give this up. I have to give that up. I can't do this. What's really cool, though, is some of those things naturally just start to happen. As you grow stronger in Christ, those things that you feel that you're giving up, you don't really even desire those things anymore.
I know Bruce mentioned that, what did you say, that's not the easy road?
Yeah, Christianity is not the easy road. There's a lot of people that are looking for, you know, the easy way out, or, you know, thinking if, you know, if I worship Jesus or I go to church that, you know, I won't have all these trials and tribulations, and that's not true. Because as you start to grow your faith, the devil is trying to get you back. He sees you leaving, and he's wanting you back in his fold.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know something Adam and I have talked about, and he shared with me this past week, was about the strength of the enemy's attack on us whenever we grow closer and closer to Jesus, and whenever we decide to put away the desires of the flesh and walk according to the Spirit and truly follow Jesus, the devil comes even harder. And I once heard in a sermon that the thief doesn't break into empty homes, and he only breaks into homes that there's something of value. And whenever the devil attacks, or when life is weighing down, it's not always God turning his back on us, but it's because we have truly chosen to follow him. And when I think of the cost of following Jesus, I think of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, when the Bible tells us, when Jesus said himself that to be his disciple, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him. And the two words that really stand out that I kind of lean on are deny and daily. So this means to truly follow Jesus, I must first live in self-denial, where I no longer live according to the desires of my flesh or of myself. And this also means I do it daily. Sorry.
I was just going to say that's really tough to do because, as we talked about earlier about the story of the rich young ruler, he was willing. At least he thought he was willing. He was like, God, I'm with you. Jesus, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? I'm ready to follow you. And Jesus said, it's simple. Just sell everything you have and give it away and follow me. And he goes, whoa, wait a minute. wait a minute, I can't do that. So, it's a big decision.
And don't we all probably agree that if following Jesus meant making it to 2 to 3 of the 4 Sunday services a month, that a lot of people would do it?
Absolutely.
I mean, they all say if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But Jesus actually said that the narrow gate that leads to life is traveled by few and not by many. And, you know, whenever it comes to going all in, because it's one thing to go to church, but it's another thing to follow Jesus. And I think, you know, for someone like my age, 27 years old, some people are in their 20s, like, oh, I got a lot of life ahead of me. What's really the value of living right now for the rest of my life, not for me or some of my fun times or people like that? And, you know, I just have to go back to what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus calls his first disciples and he goes to Simon, who we know is Peter, and his brother Andrew. And they were actually at work, and Jesus called them to follow him and to make fishers of men. And these guys just left everything and immediately followed Jesus. They left their jobs, their livelihood, their source of income for themselves and for their family. And for people who are young, or maybe who are older in age but young in faith, who have this idea of what's it really look to go all in for Jesus, it literally means everything. Like, I know you only are in your 20s once, and you're only in your 30s once, but we may only get one chance to truly follow him before we breathe our last breath, or before life takes us a very downhill spiral. So, Adam, do you think that people are afraid to give up what is comfortable, maybe such as their friends, fun times, or selfish ways of living? And why do you think that they are, or why do you think they are not?
Well, absolutely, because just like the rich young ruler, once he realized that he would have to give up, he was willing to give up some things, but when he felt things were close or important to him, he was going to have trouble. He was going to have trouble doing that. So I think it's definitely, it's easy to give things away or get rid of things that don't bother us. But when we have to make lifestyle changes that we might find uncomfortable, then I think it becomes more and more difficult, and people give up.
Yeah, and I mean, I go back to Matthew chapter 13 as well. And Jesus said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. And, you know, the question is it worth it? Bruce, is it worth it to sell all that you have for the one treasured pearl, and that's that relationship with Jesus Christ and him alone?
Is it worth the chance not to?
Yeah, I mean, that's the greater question.
No. I think of two stories, and it's one where Jesus says, if you take up the plow and you look back, you're not fit. And then the other one is, it says, the Lord, I'll follow you, but first let me bury my family. And he says, let the dead bury their dead. So it's, you know, that's telling you that you can't, you've got to give up some tough things to follow.
And I always look at the story of Zacchaeus. You have Zacchaeus as a man that he's a tax collector, which was hated by the people. And he was all about money. And when he goes and climbs that tree and gets invited down, and once he realizes who Jesus is, and he's willing to give up everything. He says right then, for anyone that I cheated, I'll pay back 4 times the amount. He instantly gives half his money away to the poor. He realized it. Things that used to be important to him was no longer important.
And I think that's one of the greatest things, is because, so wherever you are as a listener to this podcast, you have certain things that are incredibly important to you, certain things that you truly value, and people, jobs, habits, lifestyles. And you have to come to the terms with Jesus has greater things for you. He has sometimes greater people for you, greater future for you. And, you know, I really think it is difficult for people to follow him. And going back to Peter and Andrew, you know, they're on their boats, and that's how they provided for their family. And Jesus says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they left, and the Bible says immediately. And I think it's really hard for some people to do it immediately because we want to push off so we can live in our selfish ways now, or how I want to live now, or let me build my 401k first, and then I'll go follow. Let me make my name great on this earth, then I'll go follow Jesus. And we have a difficult time following immediately. And I'm saying, like, the time that you're invited to church and the preacher openly invites anyone to follow Jesus, to pray and surrender and commit to him wholeheartedly. I'm talking about the time you feel the Spirit tugging on your heart to finally get rid of that one habit or that one barrier that you have in your heart. I'm talking about the time that you feel guilty of sin and continue to live instead of truly surrendering to him. And, I mean, Adam, why would you stress to our listeners the importance of actually humbling themselves, denying themselves, and following him?
Yeah, so like Bruce said earlier, how can you not? I think Bruce was pretty profound to say that, because if you actually believe in Christ, or you believe in the teaching of Christ, how can you not follow him? Because if you believe in the teaching, then you understand what's going to happen if you don't. So I think Bruce hit the nail on the head when he said that.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, we had a life group meeting a couple of weeks ago, and in our life group, and for those of you listening, a life group is a group that meets throughout the week and goes through a Bible study of some sort. And we're studying the Gospel of Mark. And I just ask the question, what do you lose or what do you gain when you choose to follow Jesus? And someone answered so profound with one word that answers both questions. Could cost everything. Everything was the word. So in reality, we could lose relationships, we could lose a job, we could lose people in our lives that we love dearly, but in return, we gain everything. And Jesus said he came to give us life and life more abundantly, so we'll have an ever overflowing amount of joy and peace and love and security in his comfort in his hand. So I think it's important for those of you listening tonight, or remember you're on the treadmill at the gym and you have felt the Holy Spirit convicting you for some time, or maybe you're driving down the road and you just had church the other day, and here you are listening to this podcast and you heard the preacher preaching, you felt like God was really tugging on your heart, and you have maybe heard this again to remind you of the importance of following Jesus. You've heard it preached, you've heard it sang, you've heard it spoken or taught on. And I want to encourage you that it is truly worth it. It is the most important decision that you will ever, ever make. And again, it's like that pearl that you are willing to sell everything to follow him. So Bruce and Adam, it's been an incredible time discussing the cost of following Jesus. And for those of you that are listening, we don't want to keep this too long. All right, we don't want to act like we're preaching sermons to you, because we would love for you to get into a local church. We would love for you to listen online to maybe your favorite pastors or subscribe to other channels. And Adam, do you have any last thoughts on the cost of following Jesus before we finish up here?
I think you said it best. It's well worth it. Just the promise that we get from Christ is just unbelievable, and it's going to be awesome.
You know, maybe you're listening to this and you have gone to church, been in it a little while, but not truly asked God to forgive you of your sin. I would encourage you to do it right now as you listen to this podcast, whether you're driving down the road, running on the treadmill, in the kitchen cooking dinner. I would encourage you to repent of your sin and call upon the name of Jesus and ask him to forgive you. And maybe you were baptized many years ago or weeks ago, months ago, but your current actions would never lead anyone to believe it. I would encourage you to also seek the forgiveness of God and turn from your sin and turn to Jesus following him. Maybe you just aren't sure about this whole Jesus thing. But for some reason, you're listening to this podcast, maybe you've been invited to church, or you have family who talk about him, I would tell you that there's never a decision in your life that will ever be as important as this one. You and I, as broken, flawed human beings, have an invitation to live in a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And Adam, I want to thank you for coming out. Bruce, I want to thank you for joining us and doing all the tech work and being the magician behind all of this. And I appreciate your guys' wisdom, insight, and example. And Adam, the example you give to me is something I truly, truly appreciate. And to all of our listeners, we thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Hill. I hope that this podcast was able to remind you of the cost of following Jesus, and also the beautiful reminder that it is well worth it. And if you are looking for a way to grow in your faith, invite someone to subscribe to this podcast, as well as our church sermon feed, where you will receive a sermon every week that will encourage you and build you up in your walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless.